Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Ring the Bell. It's WrestleMania weekend. We have 13 matches on the docket that will be taking place over two nights, and that's a fuck ton of stuff to unpack. So much so, we're going to do this over two shows, over 2 days. But even though it's a lot to do, just for two people. So we've got some reinforcements in, haven't we? We've put the bat signal out, and we've got people in. Let's go through who is here. First off, I'm your host, Andrew, with me, as always. It's Mr. Ross Bell.
Evening, sir. We're finally here.
We are. It's been weeks of like counting down and trying not to be teased to myself about what I want this to happen. And we're finally almost here.
Yes.
Right. We've got a lot of tow through. Let's just go on to the admin side. Joining us, there's three other voices, three other people up first, making his long-awaited return to the podcast and gearing up for a fight to get a Clash at the Castle ticket. It's Ali Thompson.
How are we, gentlemen? It's good to be back.
Welcome back, mate.
Yes. I can't believe you get Clash at the Castle, but in like the smallest arena they could probably pick to host it in.
Yeah.
And not a castle in sight either.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the hassle getting Money in the Bank tickets and then just getting a SmackDown ticket for still well over like £100. So, oh, Ticketmaster's going to be hell that day.
WWE event ever.
Oh, wow.
What a show to go to.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, up next, also making his long-awaited return to Ring the Bell, trying to blank out quite a lot of Chelsea season, has to be said, it's Ryan Goodman.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Apart from that cheap shot of Chelsea, I'm good.
I'm not used to my team having a successful season. You see, used to being in the doldrums and sort of struggling along, so it's just balancing it.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, I'll let you off.
Thank you. Finishing off this quite stunning quintet, another one bringing his voice back to Ring the Bell, gearing up for a Pompey promotion party, it's Martin.
Evening, gents.
How are we all?
Good. Looking forward to that party.
Which one, the WrestleMania one or the Pompey promotion one? Or both?
Both.
It'd be nice to combine them. Wonder if we can get like an open, like a bus parade mixed in with some sort of like Cody celebration. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, right. As I said, we're going to do this in two parts because there's a lot to go through. So let's get straight on with night one. We do have the confirmed lineups that has been announced. Night one does look stronger, I have to say. A lot stronger. I only assume they're thinking The Rock's on this show. So let's load it with people so more eyes are on this and they're going to see the big stars. That's all I can think. Let's get straight in. Let's start from the bottom and work our way up. First, Matt, it's the tag team match announced last week. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee, the newest member of the rather pointless LWO, against Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar. Before we get into predictions, this would be good, but why is it happening?
Gets right on the card, doesn't it, I guess?
Like, I'd rather see Rey versus Dom, probably again.
Yeah, more than Rey, it gets Dom on the card. Yeah. Dom deserves a Mania match. He's been on fire this year.
He got screwed out of a chamber match with Brock Lesnar, for Christ's sake. He deserves something.
Yeah, it's not a match that you think, oh, perfect for WrestleMania, right, in terms of finishing a story or anything like that. It's just we've got some room on the card, we've got people like Ray and Dom who need to do something, and we can't repeat the same match again. Just make it a tag match. Easy.
Yeah, why not?
Well, it's like Ray's been on Raw, like mixing up with whatever Judgment they're doing for months, and all of a sudden he's just like flirting now with Legado del Fantasma, and he's back involved with Ray, and it's like, where did this come from? Like,
I think it is a total lack of story for Dom, isn't it? I don't think the plan was for him to wrestle Brock at Mania. Maybe it was, who knows? But like, yeah, that's been put on the back burners, shall we say? So it gives him an opportunity to do something at Mania, and he deserves it. He's been on fire. And Dragon Lee at WrestleMania. I don't think I'd see that when he made his debut in NXT recently, so pretty good.
Okay, let's go around and see what people think. Obviously, Dave was meant to be here. We have got his predictions as well, so that'll all be factored in. But let's go around. Let's start with Ryan. What do we think we're going to see here?
This was a tough one because I was like, I'm so uninvested in this as a match. You've got to have Dom win. I mean, you'd like to think this is one of those good feel-good stories on the card in terms of, you know, let the good guys win, but you can't have Dom lose again. I think it just would be a bit of a weird scenario, so I think give Dom the win.
Yeah.
Ali?
Yeah, I can't remember what I put in the prediction, but
the
more I think about it, I think Ray's got to win, leaving Dom losing. Because ultimately, I take it we're going to see a retirement match between Dom and Ray. I take it Dom's going to be the one down the line to retire Dom. And they almost need a reason for Dom to keep wanting to fight him. So if he wins this one, it's kind of, I know they would be 1-1, but Dom could, as the heel, would say, well, I don't have to fight you, I beat you. So I'm going to go with the good guys and give the feel-good moment for night one.
You did go with the baby face on the prediction. So yeah, bang on there. There you go, you see? Yep. Martin, what do you think?
I believe I went for Ray and Dragon Lee to pick up the win, but then at the same time, I wouldn't overly be surprised if they did give Dom the win, because I can't help but feel he's pretty much an afterthought to an extent with the Judgment Day, with everything going on at the minute. And obviously, they've been teasing the, you know, is everything okay with Dom being in the Judgment Day and that, and are they thinking of maybe getting rid of him? But I suppose time will tell, and whether they are maybe leading to, you know, Ray's inevitable retirement match at some point down the road.
They are telling a story, it seems, in a lot of backstage segments on TV where Dom is kind of going all around, like he's trying to recruit Andrade in, and he's then hanging out with Santos and those guys, and it's like, there have been comments, like Rhea made a comment about communication, Dom, and Damian Priest didn't seem overly happy. So I think the Judgment Day breakup is looming. I think it's coming. Dom would be fine because the guy's a heat magnet. He can go anywhere and he'll be absolutely fine. He will. But there seems to hopefully be some thought put into Dom's future. I like that because he's on fire. He's flying.
Yeah.
He can do no wrong. You just put him in front of a live crowd, he will get you heat. You put him against any babyface. Like the fact he was going to work with Brock Lesnar, like that says something.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't just chuck any random person in with Brock Lesnar at the end of the day unless they're going to be able to handle it or whatever.
Exactly. Ross, what do you see happening here?
I can't remember who I picked, but I like Ali's idea. I want to see a Mask versus Mullet match at Backlash. Ray versus Dom. A winner take all.
You did go with the baby faces
here. Yeah, I think I did. I think it makes more sense. Ray doesn't tend to, from my memory, doesn't tend to win very much at WrestleMania, but maybe he does. But I think, I think the faces will win, but it does probably make more sense for the heels to win, actually.
I think I said this a couple weeks ago when this match was teased, I'm going to go with the heels because I think Carlito is turning heel.
Yes.
When they did the setup, they seem to shoot a lot of Carlito's face of that, like, yeah, I'm going to be the partner because I'm Carlito kind of thing. And he seemed a little bit put out. The Dragon Lee got brought out. And I think he's done nothing since they brought him back. And the guy looks like $1 million. He can go. So just like cut him loose and let's have him and Ray like run it back one more time. And then Dom can do whatever he wants on Raw. And you've got Carlito and Ray in the mid-card and SmackDown putting on guaranteed bangers for the next couple of months.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, so we also had Dave also thought that Mysterio and Dragon Lee would win, so we got a 4-2 in favour of the babyfaces. So we'll see if that pans out. Up next, we have, again, just announced, 6-woman tag team match, Damage Control, somehow just scraping a place on the card despite being the dominant heel faction on the women's side for months.
Wasn't Asuka injured as well? She's been injured for
I thought she was. So unless she's going to be, like, not involved.
Don't want to be involved much in this.
I don't know. I mean, every belt's on the line apart from the women's tag. I mean, come on. Like, Triple H has done booking wonders, but he's really failed there if you can't get a match for the tag titles on there. Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill making her in-ring debut, and Naomi. I mean, there's only one winner here, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jade wins, and Jade looks incredibly dominant doing it, I think.
Jade's got the aura. Absolute star power. Like, we saw her at the Rumble. I remember being in I've been at the box park at Wembley and the entire place just gasped. Like people at seeing AEW were like, holy shit, like she just looks even bigger now. She's got that star aura to her. And they're gonna give her the mania moment. Bianca doesn't need it. Naomi is kind of Teflon at this point. Like she's not amazing, but she's solid. She'll do the job whatever talks or whenever. This is Jade's moment.
And you're my AEW contact. What do you think about Jade in WWE now?
The same as she was in AEW. She's a star, but she's a terrible wrestler. She's terrible promo. What that will improve, especially where she is now. She's left a basic comic book wrestling company to come to like a proper wrestling company. Give her a year, as long as she takes to it and takes it serious with who's there coaching and who she's going to learn of. It's all on her. She can be as good or as bad as she wants to be, basically.
Yeah.
You obviously saw a lot of an AEW because you were, as I said, you're the resident AEW sort of watcher here. Had she gone as far as she could with her limited ability? Was there more she could have done with the right opponent, or did she make the jump at the right time?
If she had stayed at AEW, she'd have just been Goldberg in WCW. She comes across phenomenal. She looks like a star, but she wasn't. I think it's very
she was
hard.
She's having squash matches, wasn't she? There wasn't.
Yeah, it was all squash matches until our last match.
She lost
the whatever TNT.
One of the countless TBS titles they've got.
She got given the TBS belt pretty much, didn't she?
That TBS one, yeah, that's it. So I think I'm surprised we're seeing her really in ring on main TV so soon. I thought they might have left her down in NXT for a little bit. But I don't think we'll see much of her. Even in this tag match, I don't think you're not going to get a wrestling connect. She's pretty much going to come in and take the hot tag, clean up.
Oh, yeah, this is a spicy Nando's hot tag coming up here
It's going to show. But I do, as I say, if she wants to, she's going to be the biggest thing in women's wrestling.
Do we think we're going to get the tease? Maybe not down happen yet, but do you think we'll get the Bianca Jade tease? You know, that maybe a little bit of animosity there, because Bianca's probably due a heel turn at this point, especially with the Profits being on the verge of a heel or face thing with Lashley stable anyway. Bianca's probably due a heel turn, because right now she seems so far away from the top of the divisions on both shows. Like, she's nowhere near the title picture right now.
She was kind of alluding to it with the whole Bayley and stuff.
Mm.
I know what you said it in the point. It's right in what you're saying. Like, she shouldn't be helping. Bayley brought it on herself, but just making those comments is very heelish when it comes to WWE. Yeah. So it's got to be Jade and Bianca at some point. We teased it at the Rumble, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then obviously now maybe that's the SummerSlam match round about then that gives it another.
Do we think 6 months is enough time for Jade to be able to work a big match like that with someone like a Bianca Belair?
I think you really need till Mania next year.
I think Belair's good enough to cover up any sort of shortfall, but to have a proper sort of one-on-one, both wrestling at the top of their game, then probably, like Ali says, Mania next year. But
well, we've been saying for weeks, haven't we, that the women's division is stacked right now. So don't you have to rush Jade to the top? You can drag it out for as long as you want to, because you have got that roster of people that can fill in and it can be the challenger of the month kind of thing. You don't need to rush Jade. You could be looking at Mania next year, realistically.
Yeah, there's no chance Daniel Trump win this. I wouldn't have thought.
Absolutely not. It's just a case of who's taking the pinfall, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Probably Dakota Kai, because the tag champions are still the tag champions, aren't they? Kai's just there to be powerbombed by Jade, I think, at this point.
I think so, yeah. Okay, first big match that we could start up next. Again, a bit surprising it's on night one, but if that's where the eyes are, then maybe it makes sense it's here. Brother versus brother, Jimmy versus Jay. In a way, I don't care who wins, because this is going to be great. I can't wait for this. But what do we think? Ryan, who do you think is going to come out on top here?
I've gone for quote unquote main eventer Jey Uso. I just think Jay's.
We've all gone for Jey Uso. Jimmy's getting no love here. Jimmy's got
no. I just think he's not. You know, Jimmy's not the right story right now. And I think with whatever happens with Bloodline, let's not get ahead of ourselves for predictions. You know, I think he'd be a bit more of an afterthought, regardless of what happens there. Whereas I think Jay's got a little bit more star power and ability to actually stay. I mean, let's be honest, we know what's going to happen. Regardless of who wins, they're going to be a tagger the next 6 months again anyway, probably. Or another year's time for the next Mania. So, Yeah, I've gone for Jay. I think it's the better story. It makes sense to round it off after being screwed all the time by Jimmy. So I think it's the right choice.
Okay, so since we've all gone with Jay, there's no surprise. Let's instead, the question we're asking is, where do we see Jay in 6 months' time, given how much power star power is on Raw? Where do we see Jay? Do we see Jay in the total picture? Is Jay always going to be around the IC picture? Martin, where do you think Jay's best position is on the card? Or where we can get, shall I say?
Yeah. I think if they seriously want to build him as a singles wrestler rather than obviously going back to tagging with Jimmy, then yeah, they need to start building it somewhere. And that, obviously, he did great with Roman and that and everything, but obviously we all knew he was never going to beat Roman for the title and that. But I think he probably should be getting pushed into the IC title picture. Obviously, the only problem is I can't see anyone ever defeating Gunther at the moment. The bloke's just an absolute monster.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think they should be chucking him in that direction at least, or sort, you know, getting him in around there and then sort, you know, wait and see what happens in maybe 6 months' time or something.
Ali, what about you?
Yeah, I'm really upset with Ryan's quote unquote main event, but Jey Uso deserves a run with the title. It's just unfortunate that he's come through at the time where you've got stars. Mm-hmm. I think you and Ross mentioned it obviously in the last podcast, but like the fact that you're going to have Punk back soon, you've got Drew, you've got Seth with the Raw title, you've got Cody, Roman, you've still got Priest with Money in the Bank, which you didn't have in the prediction, which I think this is where the Intercontinental title comes in. I think Priest cashes in for the Intercontinental title. It's down. I would make Jay go for that. Jay, take it off Priest in a couple of months and see how he is with that, see if the popularity continues on. Jay has been a star for a year. He has been phenomenal right through this Bloodline story. I don't know if you have watched the two-hour YouTube thing WWE put out. Mm-hmm. I forgot how good this story has actually been. Yeah. And Jay, even through the Sammy stuff and when he went, he's just phenomenal. And even Cody shouted him out on an interview last night, just how much fun he had in the month that time that him and Cody had like tagged out on, kind of the most enjoyment he had had, you know, in a long time. So I have him going for give him a run, whether it be IC or I think the Raw title might flip flop about for a little bit. You know, we'll not get long runs for a little bit. What harm is it giving Jey Uso the title for a month?
Yeah, I think once it's off Seth, as much as Drew does deserve a long run, I think, as we've said before, if this was another era, Jey would have had a run of the title by now. But where Roman's got such a lock on one title and then Seth had the long run with the other one and then being out injured as well, there's been no scope to give him that short reign as a test. Whereas post-Mania, when all things will fall out and it's all going to change, there might be that chance. I mean, the guy's got the company paying for the Yeet trademark, which they lost. Like, they don't pay that kind of money just for nobody. Like, they're paying to get that stupid fucking thing on the T-shirt, and it's over. Like, when a Roman and Rock promo is getting interrupted by the chant of Yeet, you know you're doing something right. Like, you see the crowds when he does his tour, his bounce in the corner. Like, that's insane levels of over right there.
I think he's getting introed by Lil Wayne as well. I think they're going to carry that on into WrestleMania.
Jeez, the true final boss, I'm telling you.
this is rockers for me. Obviously, I don't think Jey Uso is Shawn Michaels, but Jimmy Uso definitely is Mike Jannetty. And he will not fall by the wayside. It'll still be around because of the Bloodline stuff, and it'll still be associated with Roman or The Rock or whatever. But Jey is ready to take that IC title and see how it goes, and then maybe take the next step up and see how it goes. Because, like you said, star power's there. He is a star. He sells merchandise like maybe only other two or three other people in the company do at the minute. So that's what they look at, those numbers, more than anything. And yeah, he is up there with the best of them at selling T-shirts with children's slogans.
Well, Triple H has been quoted this week saying that they've been changing so much on a weekly basis because of reactions. Like the Cody stuff, well documented how much that's changed. You can't tell me they're hearing those reactions to Jay and not thinking, okay, we might need to change course here. Whatever we got planned for Jay, that's not big enough now. We need to be aiming higher with Jay. It might take a bit of time when things start leveling out, but we're now thinking about putting Jay in those higher positions than we maybe thought, because given what they want, like, we've had years of just, this is our plan, we're going to stick to it no matter what the people want. That seems to be a thing of the past now. It's now reaction and reactive to people and what the crowds want. They want Jay. Give them Jay.
Like Ali said, that world title is going to flip-flop around. Jay will get a run with it. Drew will get a couple of months, I reckon. Maybe against Jay at SummerSlam, Survivor Series, something like that. There'll be people to be gone for, will be involved. It'll be a rotating cast of people with sort of Drew, I think, being the big bad guy. I think Gunther's maybe due for a turn as well. So it's an interesting time. It's a fun time to watch, especially Raw.
Okay, six-pack ladder match up next for the Raw and SmackDown Tag Team Championships. We had the confirmation during Raw, thanks to Michael Cole. So we're Finn Balor and Damian Priest defending against DIY, Awesome Truth, New Day, New Catch Republic, and Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. And now we know that the match will continue until both belts, are dragged down and taken down. So Ross's hope, prediction of seeing the new champions and the belts be split appear to be coming to fruition, don't they?
Yep, I predicted this on last week's show.
Until the same team grabs the same set of belts.
Yeah.
And look down the hard camera. This is for you, Ross, when they grab both sets of titles.
So I'm taking Awesome Truth to win Raw and New Catch Republic to take SmackDown.
Yeah, looking at our predictions, five of the total six of us have decided that Austin Truth are winning the Raw Tag Titles. The story, everyone's finishing a story, it seems, at Mania this year. It's the theme of the event. R-Truth, his story, whether he can mean to or not, his story is to take the Wrestle Judgment Day.
Yeah.
And that it seems to be the only way, the real way. And if they're now going to split it, that allows him to do that and then also maybe take a chance on a new team on SmackDown.
Yeah. The other SmackDown teams are a town down under, awful name. And what brand are the New Day on these days?
I thought they were Raw.
So it seems like there's four teams from Raw and two from SmackDown.
Yeah, that's the way it fell. I don't know why. Yeah.
The brand doesn't really matter, I guess.
There's still talk that a town down under be taken out of the match and Pretty Deadly being put in. I don't see how, unless that happens this week on SmackDown, which would be a late change.
Yeah, Pretty Deadly aren't the sort of the team that's going to jump them backstage and take their spot.
No, and I like Pretty Deadly, but there may be a post-Mania team, like for whether it be New Catch Republic or whatever. And I like Grayson Waller. I think he's got something about
Haunted.
Him. Raw tag team seems pretty cut and dry. What do we think about SmackDown tag? Martin, let's start with you.
Well, purely going with like a SmackDown-based team, because I think this is probably a good opportunity to get the titles off of Judgment Day all together, and then they can start and tease the whole implosion thing. But I mean, I don't mind Grayson Waller and Austin Theory as a tag team and that, but again, sort of wishful British thinking and that. I've gone for the New Catch Republic. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've spoken over the years, love big, strong boys. I've gone with them for my prediction. But to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if Waller and Austin Theory picked up, or they might throw a curveball and maybe Judgment Day do keep the SmackDown tag titles.
Well, none of us have decided that Judgment Day are going to retain here. They're definitely new champions, according to all of us. Ryan, you've decided to plump for Theory and Waller. Why?
Hear me out here, okay? Because I don't mind Theory and Waller. I don't mind Theory and Waller, to be fair. But I think you give them the belts, and then SmackDown after Mania, you have a different returning team. Although I don't even know who, to be honest with you. But it's just that thing. If you get a pop, you'll get a big thing. Have it be it. And Waller and Theory can be like, we don't care. We're better than you. We'll face you right now. And then they get beat or something stupid. I know it's like you're flip-flopping the title, but...
They seem primed to be a team that gets destroyed by like AOP or something like that.
Yeah,
just
or
to
something
give a bit
like,
of credence
yeah,
to that. That
you know, you put the belts on them for the Mania, like heat. Because I guess you don't want, in theory, two face teams winning those belts straight away in the same match. So have Waller and Theory win the two at the end, bit of smirking, and then on either Raw or SmackDown have someone else come out and absolutely just like knock some sense into them.
Jimmy and Jay.
Yeah. Jay comes out and goes, I need a teammate. No, I don't need to, I need a brother. And then Jimmy's music comes out. That's it. No. Any random team. Maybe have Big E come out and somehow wrestle a tag match. There you go.
Yes.
On the subject of New Day, Ali, you've gone with New Day to win the SmackDown Tag Team titles. Why?
I just think it's been a while. The most established, by the Usos, they're probably the best tag team that we've had in our life, most successful anyway.
Yeah.
I just feel they're just kind of floating about just now, aren't they? They're not really...
Yeah, they have an odd little feud, haven't they, here and there?
Yeah, I just think if you bring them in, as you say, if we're going to give Truth and Miz, then it's the feel-good story for Truth. And I just feel you need a proper tag team. And I knew you guys would all go for New Catch Republic. So I just want it to be different. So if we're doing a wee point style at the end, I could maybe sneak an extra little point. I just feel you need a proper tag team in one of the divisions. I'm sick of two individuals, even Priest and Balor. They're not a tag team. Tag teams wrestling's my favourite of all matches from as far back as I can remember. And I just want a proper tag team. And the New Day, out of everybody, is really the only true tag team in there. Everybody else are kind of just two individuals.
Yes.
Without the Usos to fight, though, who are New Day actually going to fight?
That is very true.
That's the only match they can... That's the only match they can do.
All you guys have said, Jimmy and G are getting back together in 6 months' time.
It'd be Jimmy and Solo, as she works.
There you go.
The new Usos.
The one Uso that's actually missing.
Maybe the new Usos with the same sort of gear.
Isn't there another Samoan guy coming in? Isn't there another one of the family tree coming in at some point?
There's probably another one in there, yeah.
So, Hamaponga, isn't he coming in at some point? Yeah,
so there you go. There's another one you could drop in with Solo or Jimmy. Okay, right. One of the more anticipated ones now. In the Continental Championship, Gunther versus Sami Zayn. This isn't the match I want to see. I can't. It's going to be an absolute banger. It's going to be great. I know it is. But this isn't the match that should be happening. Dave went with Sami Zayn. Everyone else is pumped for Gunther. Ross, why is the Ring General going to retain?
Because he is that. He is arguably the best wrestler in the company in terms of an actual big man that can do everything. He is phenomenal. And like I said a few weeks back, the story isn't there with Sammy. I like what they're doing with Chad Gable sort of coaching him, but unless he comes out with a new haircut, beard shave, looking like Sammy, taking it proper seriously, I just can't see Sammy winning. Like, he's just going to get destroyed, I think. This could be like a proper dominating win.
It's Chad's story. It almost hurts me that this is Chad's story, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Like, you've done Cody's story so well. Pretty much, almost.
Yeah.
Like, how have you ballsed up Chad's story? Yeah. Oh, Martin, your view.
Yeah, I'm pretty similar with Ross's views. I just think Gunther's just going to destroy him. and obviously, try not to sort of say similar to everyone else so far. Obviously, the story's been Chad Gable. Like, you know, Sami Zayn's just proper curveball. And that we're sort of trying to throw us off or whatever, but don't get me wrong, I like Sami Zayn and that over the internet and everything and that, and he's a great worker and that. But
I'll be bopping to his music. Don't get me wrong, I will be scurrying around the front room. But...
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah,
I just can't see past Gunther.
I don't think there's still more to tell with him as the champion. Like, even putting aside the Berlin show in August, which you think is where he's either going to be challenging for the world title or be a champion, the world champion by then or whatever, but it seems too soon to take the belt. Silly as it sounds, he's already broken the record of the amount of time he's held it, but it seems too early to take it off him. It doesn't
belt
feel like...
belt in Berlin. I want IC versus World, Gunther versus
Why
Drew,
not?
Two big boys. Let
the home... crowd turn Gunther as the face without having to make him a face. Just let him be face because it's default, and just give us RC versus World.
Yeah,
I just don't think Gunther needs to lose yet. Sammy doesn't need a championship to be over. No. He doesn't. Like,
he needs a story. That's what he needs. He needs something that I can get invested in.
And Gunther's that good that you don't lose anything by losing to him, because you should be losing to him because he's fucking Gunther. Like, it's not like it's, oh, he looks a bit weak there. No, he didn't. He got his chest caved in and he still kept fighting. He loses nothing by losing to Gunther here. I can see something like Chad Gable throwing the towel in or something. And then you then tell a Chad versus Sammy story, and maybe those two fight at Backlash, because Backlash is in France.
I
know that there's still some places Gunther can't travel to because of visa. I don't know if France is one of them. So you could get Gunther off that show and give Sammy and Chad, and the winner faces Gunther for the RC title or something like that. And it's just, there's more to go with Gunther as the champion. He doesn't need to lose it yet. Okay, right. World Women's Championship. This is a big one. Rhea Ripley defending against Becky Lynch. Ross, to start with you.
I think I picked Becky, but I think Rhea's going to win. The more I thought about it, Rhea was going to win because she hasn't really done anything in this story. And it doesn't really make sense for Becky to win, because there's no one for her to fight after. It's very much going to be a run back of when she won it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago at Mania?
Mm-hmm.
There's no... When she has a feud with Lacey Evans the night after Raw. Like, no one
wants that. I'm listening to an audiobook. I know you started
it, well, it, yeah.
I'm listening to a book and she's at the point where she got like cursed out by Vince because she didn't sell a punch properly. It's like, I had to sell for Lacey Evans, whose only job so far was walking down the ramp in high heels and a fancy hat.
Exactly.
Where I had no challenges built up for post, but I've set history at Mania and now I'm feuding with Lacey Evans. Like, there's no build up. And to that point, where's the challenger for Becky on Raw if she wins?
Yeah, exactly. Rhea's just coming off the back of her best match in Australia with Nia. They can run that back for a month or two because Nia's vastly improved. And then you've still got Liv Morgan, the former tag team. You've still got that as well. You can keep Becky looking strong. You can move her to SmackDown. You can have a feud with Bayley. Cracking matches straight off the card. I think Rhea's going to retain it, actually.
Ali, what do you think?
Yeah, I think I've went Rubio as well. Pretty much for the same as Ross. I think you almost need to build Becky up as like desperate now. So if you have her lose, you can keep going. She's obviously kind of got the rivalry with Nia still there, the rivalry with Liv that was kind of building up as well.
Mm.
You've got stuff for Becky to do as a challenger, like make her, you know, like Becky as the man was phenomenal. That build to being, but she needs to almost feel she doesn't even have the fans behind her at the moment. Where Rhea is almost like the good, she's the face in this story because she's loved, isn't she? Even the clip doing like stink face to Rhea and the live shows, it's gone everywhere. She's super put, and that's we've spoken about the Judgment Day like imploding, and she's going to be the star from it. Like when Judgment Day is all over, she needs, not that she doesn't. Yeah, she does need the title. Rhea without the title just now, I think would kind of.
Her arrogance doesn't work without having that gold over her shoulder.
And even as a, unless the only way you can have her lose the title is if she turns like super face and Dom leaves her and she's almost pathetic and she needs to be built back up. But she's not ready for that. She's the star, the same as Jade Cargill is, but who can wrestle? So I just think it's not the time for Becky. Becky doesn't need a title, whereas Rhea needs a title. So that's the way I'm looking at it. You know, like.
It is weird to think that Rhea's been a champion for a year now, and even after that, you still think that she still needs the belt more than Becky does, even though she's been champion for a year. But then you look
Becky's everywhere, isn't she? She's on every YouTube show at the minute. Yeah. She's on national TV. She's on like Tonight Show, all that sort of stuff, promoting her book. She is a world-known person outside of wrestling now to this point. You still need to keep the belt on Rhea.
We've said on previous shows, what's Rhea done over the last year? Like, really, what feuds has Rhea had? You can immediately think of, I remember that. That was great, or whatever. She's not done a lot.
Nia, just the last month.
Exactly, really, that's it. Yeah.
Since Rumble.
She put Liv out last year, and most of her stuff's been with Dom and Judgment Day. Really? Yeah, absolutely.
Like, even to the point that, like, Becky was on the, like, where Rhea was on the MMA Hour. And the same show with Cody and
that was really good.
But Rhea was getting it. And they had Becky run an angle, like attacking her on the show. Like, Becky's a star that they're allowing her to do this on an MMA show.
Yeah.
To carry on. We don't need to fight on Becky. Just let her be the man.
Yeah.
Okay, well, before this, it started with three votes each, and it's now two of those votes for Becky have actually gone to Rhea. So Rhea is the overwhelming popular favourite now, it appears.
I flipped it.
I think I went with I went with Becky in the prediction, but I've now swung to all of Becky's supporters here have actually turned over to Rhea's side now. So now nobody wants Becky to win. It will be great. But yeah, if Becky does win, I just feel that's a happy ending. On a night that's going to end, inevitably, on the most down note probably in WrestleMania history, maybe they need a happy ending somewhere, but I don't think here should be it, really.
Have we come around to your way of thinking, everyone? Is this what you were already thinking?
I had Rhea to win simply because I think Becky Lynch can have some time off.
Yeah.
My thought was she loses the match and then she goes and promotes the book some more. Without going too much into night two predictions, I think Seth might be having some time off soon because he clearly needs it.
Yeah.
Mainly just go to fashion, like get some fashion tips, to be honest with you.
Get his trip.
No, so I think, yeah, it's one of those things where I had Rhea to win it. I think it's a better thing. And then you can even start doing things like Rhea Tiff and Tiffy time.
Yes.
Oh yes.
You know, and you could do something with that. I just don't, because Becky can't run that back. She had that in NXT, right?
Mm.
So you can't run that back straight away. I just don't think the matches are there for Lynch. I think they could both do with some time off together.
Yeah.
And I think it's the right move to keep it on Rhea for now.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay, main event time. We know the ramifications for this. We know what what could happen and everything. It's Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins against Roman Reigns and The Rock. If Cody and Seth win, there's no bloodline interference on night two. If Roman and Rock win, it's bloodline rules.
If Cody and Seth win, Andrew, are you watching night two?
I don't know if I will, because you can't get the ending that I want with no bloodline. It needs that bloodline rules. Otherwise, yeah, I'll leave you guys to it on night two. I'll catch up in my sleep. We've all gone with the same winner. We've all gone with Roman and The Rock. Let's find out why. Ali, why do you think the bloodline are going to reign supreme on night one?
Because it defeats the purpose. We're wasting a match if not.
Yes, actually, that's pretty
much it. That's a good point.
We can't bring The Rock back to make these stipulations, to make it all the pomp and circumstance to go around it, to then one on one match.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe the better question should be then, we all know who's going to win. We know why they're going to win. Who does The Rock pin?
Seth.
Because The Rock's getting the pinfall, right?
Do you know what? I'd have them pin Cody.
I've heard that's the finish.
I think that is the finish.
It makes sense. Unless you're going to have more hint that Seth going to take the blame or going to turn, and you're going to have them, I don't know, like...
You either have Drew cost Seth to build up their match a bit more, which gives Drew a purpose, or you just outright go, well, Rock and Cody's the fucking main event of WrestleMania Night 2 at this point. Like, I love Roman, but Jesus, is he like the second little brother or what at this story?
I think I've messaged Ross about 20 times at this point about this. I don't know why I care about Cody and Roman. It makes no sense. Like, I'm glad Raw, SmackDown, that Roman had that little, or Paul Heyman said, I ordered it.
Yep. Billy Ray's little things like that where they try and swing it back, but you're like, it's not enough. Like, when you got Rock coming out first and being that massive star, and Roman like just walks out, you're like, this isn't working, boys. Like, there's no equality here. Don't have someone called the final boss when his cousin is the champion for like 1,300 days.
Yeah.
Do any of you listen to the Busted Open podcast with Billy Ray in that?
No, I've seen comments and stuff. Yeah,
I've seen quotes and stuff coming out of it.
Billy made an absolute fan. So, you know, the beatdown that Rock gave Cody on Raw? Have you just seen at the very end, just Roman standing in the background? He didn't even see him, just to see him standing there, like almost like nodding, you know, just as the camera turned around, just so it looked, rather than him just coming out and trying to, like, cover their backs. Mm. I ordered it. Have you just been there in the background? Right now, as you say, it's Rock's the final boss. He's saying it. He's belittling. This is why I don't think. I'll leave that for night two. But Yeah, it's just let Cody take the pin and make him like bleed, make it so it looks like he's not winning night two whatsoever. Like, give everybody no hope.
Yeah, well, it's Cody's taken, story 30, isn't it?
Yeah, like Cody's taken what, one pinfall in the last year and one like pass out loss to Brock. So Cody's only lost two matches televised this year. So he can afford to take a loss when it's to the final boss. Yeah. And it builds up that Cody is the ultimate underdog because The Rock just beat him. Mm. Like, if this is going to end the way we probably think it is going to end on night two, then night one surely is going to be Rock. Plus, I think they're getting Cody and Rock at SummerSlam. I think that's as close to being locked in as you can get for me.
I still think Seth is the one looking at the lights at the end of this. I think Drew's going to cost him because Drew's in that sort of mode at the minute where he is doing anything he possibly can to screw with mm-hmm. Seth and Punk, who's not even involved. Yeah, I think Seth can take two pins and come back in, like Ryan says, give him a few months off, come back in the summer and be like, yeah, whatever, still top of the card level.
Martin, who stares at the lights?
I'm just actually thinking of this sort of storyline wise, and that surely will make the most sense to have Rock pin Cody. Because then we can have the whole, he gives Mama Rhodes the belt after the match and that, and just sort of, you know, just building up even more and that, and the odds against it and everything.
You can also build it up to after Mania when we all think probably Cody beats Roman. Brock can then on the SmackDown after say, well, I beat him. I beat him night one. Yeah. How couldn't you? Yeah. Why couldn't you beat him night two? Yeah.
Well, I have seen that, like, Rock's personal writer, Brian Gewitz, has been talking about how it's not like Rock just disappears after Mania. Like, he's still going to be around. I know he's got a couple of films coming up, like he's been filming, but like, he's still going to be around now. Mm. So it's not one of these, like, oh, I'll never go away again. 7 years later, I'll come back. You know, he's going to be popping in and out. And Cody's got enough to keep him busy. You can just now look at, we always thought Rock's always going to announce his appearances. He didn't a couple of weeks ago. So that could happen. But yeah, for me, I think on one hand, Seth should take the pin and Drew gets involved. On the other hand, Cody and Rock seems to be the way it should go as a finish.
Just makes for a good video package on it too, if Cody's taking the pin as well. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, Drew can still get involved and take out Seth without the finish being involved. You know, you can still take him out and hurt him and, you know, quote mark. So
yeah,
you can do it that way. And as you say, that's the way it sets up. If you're going to get a Rock Cody at, say, SummerSlam, and ultimately where we think it's going to go is Rock Roman next WrestleMania. So it's giving you, the way WWE is going just now with their stories, surely they're looking this far ahead and working back. That gives you both stories set up, gives you the Seth one to come back, as you say, if he takes time off, comes back, and it still leaves the turn elements for both teams, you know, there. Then mistrust is all still there for night two.
Yeah.
Right, okay, that's night one. As we said before, we're going to break this down to two, so we're back tomorrow night with part two. Let's very quickly just wrap things up. You can contact us in normal ways on Facebook at Ring the Bell Show, on Twitter and Instagram at Ring the Bell Pod. Ross, what's the email and TikTok for Ring the Bell?
ringthebellshow@gmail.com, and we are on TikTok at ring.the.bell.pod.
This has been Ring the Bell. I've been Andrew.
And I've been Ross. Andrew.
Yes.
Ring the bell.